Welcome home, human. Oh my. You're a lot jumpier than I was expecting you'd be. All the rumors flying around the office, they painted you as seeming a lot more capable. After all, you did perform the summoning ritual for this meeting, didn't you? Now we're remembering. Did you forget? I suppose because it wasn't instantaneous, you might have thought that it hadn't worked. Old-fashioned magic circle summoning takes 9 to 10 business days. If you're looking to book a faster appointment in the future, it's better to use email. Just a friendly little tip. Aren't you going to pick those papers up? Not going to. Dear me, you're making me feel so sorry for your wife having to clean up after such a clumsy human like you. No wife? Husband? No partner? Well, that makes my job here a little more straightforward, I suppose. Where are my business manners? I'm Mai, and I'm here from Lucifer's Liaison's head office in response to your summoning circle. Thanks for performing the ritual in your home, by the way. It counts as an invitation into your home, which is very important for legal purposes. Only certain businesses have the right to enter your home uninvited, such as those operating under special holiday jurisdictions or in extreme cases of distress. And we like to do our best to keep everything nice and above board when we can. I suppose I'll be the one to pick these up then. There we are. Here. They might be a little out of order. Why do you still look so startled? You did call for a succubus. And here I am. Is this your first time doing business with us? Ah, I see. Well, please relax. I promise to make our transaction tonight as painless as possible, as well as mutually beneficial for all parties involved. But first, what do you say we move our talk somewhere more comfortable? It's rude to do business in the doorway of someone's home, and I've been on my feet all day. You look quite tired, too, if you don't mind me saying. So, let's sit, shall we? In here will do nicely, thank you. No, please. This is your home. Get comfortable. You look so tense. If you'd like, we can start with the light massage package. We offer quite a number of combination deals. Head massages, hair play, ear cleaning, licking, eating, light back tracing, soft kisses, rough kisses. Between you and me, my favorite jobs are the ones where I get to teach cute, inexperienced humans how to kiss properly. They're so clumsy. It's sweet. But I'm somewhat too experienced for those jobs anymore. They tend to give them to the new hires. Oh, to be young and 600 years old again. Not the kind of deal that you're looking for. You didn't strike me as the straight-to-the-point type, but I can respect that. In today's world, we can get distracted by trying to cram too much enjoyment into things, when really, simple and straightforward is sometimes all you need to achieve the maximum pleasure. No. If you'd like, we can move somewhere more comfortable. Or we can start right here. Stop. Stop. I apologize, but may I ask exactly what need you summoned me to satisfy? Because if you're not after one of our premium house call services, there has been a serious miscommunication. You didn't think it would work. That what wouldn't work? The summoning circle. You found it online and thought it looked interesting. So you decided to doodle it because it looked cool. Oh my. Human, you are absolutely and totally adorable. I thought you were just a little nervous, but you had no idea what I was doing here at all. Considering that, your reaction is almost a little subdued. I'm impressed. A weaker human would have screamed. Tell me, have you ever met a demon before? Or am I your first? Oh, I am going to have fun with you. All right. So, would you like me to walk you through this service that you've accidentally ordered? Wonderful. As I said before, I am a professional succubus with Lucifer's liaisons. Our company specializes in offering one-of-a-kind demonic encounters and experiences, from public escorts, private companions, to our online or over-the-phone adult services. We pride ourselves in being one of the highest-rated demon escort agencies in hell. Well, yes, there are other agencies, but their customer satisfaction rating is much, much, much lower than ours. Believe me, you made the right happy little accident by contacting our agency, not one of our competitors. You might have been sent a much less experienced succubus. And after all, you do want to get your soul's worth. Yes, you heard me correctly. Your soul. What else did you think you were paying a succubus with? We don't really need human currency. Sometimes we'll do business through favors or particular objects, but always in the form of an agreement. A deal. We do something to satisfy you, and in return, you give something that will satisfy us. And in this case, what would satisfy me the most would be taking a nice big piece of your delicious soul. Oh, I see you don't like that deal, but I'm afraid you don't have a lot of choice. Part of the conditions of summoning a succubus is that we're paid for our time. And we've been on the clock this whole time, sweet human. So regardless of whether or not you engage in our services, I'll be requiring some form of payment. And let me warn you now. If you don't pay, we have ways of collecting your debt later. And our collection agents, they're a lot more forceful than I am. And it's a lot less fun You've gone quite pale. You know, you really shouldn't play around with things like magic circles if you're not willing to pay the price. Some magic circles summon much, much worse things. You poor thing. I almost feel sorry for you. But I'm very hungry, and if I might be a little forward, you're kind of yummy looking. You can trust me. I haven't left a customer unsatisfied yet. I can be anything you'd like. The fun thing about succubi is that we have a lot of control over our form. That's right. For instance, here, do you see these? I can make them any size you like, human. I'm happy to make them bigger, or smaller, or none at all. There's something so satisfying about starting small and sinking your fingers against them as they grow bigger and bigger and bigger, slowly spilling out of your hands. It's not the only thing I can grow either. My body can do a lot of fun things. I might not be as moldable as a slime, but I can make up for it in sensitivity, and not just mine. Once I put my seal against you, I can increase your pleasure and can make your body feel so much better than you could imagine. Just a little touch will send a shiver through you. It's so good that it can become all that you think about. What a cute noise. You look so shy all of a sudden. Come on. Don't you want to lose yourself to pleasure? I promise, I'll take very, very good care of you. And in return, I'll take a nice little piece of your soul to take back to hell with me as payment. You don't like that deal? Well, human, the clock's still ticking, and I'll be taking my payment regardless, so do you have something else in mind? What? You want me to marry you? You want me to be your wife? We just met, human. I know that humans don't live very long, but aren't you moving a little quickly? You only want to be intimate with your wife. If you're being serious, I'll have to decline, but if this is some sort of roleplay situation, then I suppose I could play along. Is that it? Well, it's not the strangest request. So what would you have me do as your wife, human? Be your obedient, loving, doting wife. It sounds simple enough. You have a ring? So this really is a full-on proposal situation now, is it? You're dedicated, human. I'll give you that. Would you like to get down on one knee as well? I'm just teasing, human. You pull faces like that, and it's so hard not to keep bullying you. All right, human. I'll be your wife. You let me take from you what I need, and I'll do my best not to corrupt you too much in the process. Okay. I do. It's stuck. I can't. Why? Human, what if you... It's a seal. You tricked me. You let me believe you were this shy, unassuming human when really... This was your plan the whole time. Do you know how dangerous this is, human? Yes, this is a surprisingly powerful ring that you found for it to be able to seal my powers, but how do you know I can't just call my company and have them tear you into so many pieces that there's nothing left to burn? I agreed to be your wife, your obedient wife. And I accepted the ring, accepting the deal. Human. Oh, human, you're so much better than I imagined. I'm trapped, aren't I? I absolutely and totally fell for it. I guess I have some phone calls to make tonight. No, don't worry. I can't have anyone at work tear you apart. Because you're right. I accepted the deal, and that's entirely on me. So, relax. You win. For now. Oh, human. Human, I agreed to be your wife in return for more than just this ring, remember? That's right. You still agreed to give me some of your soul. And the longer you take to fulfill this marriage vows, the more of your soul I'm entitled to. So, you're just as trapped as I. And with this little gift you've given me, I'm going to need your permission to do my thing. So the ball is in your court. I didn't think it would be that easy. Well, wearing this seems a little silly now. What would be more appropriate? I know. Let's try this. That's better. A little more comfy. Oh, you look even more flustered now. What funny taste you have. Well, we'll be living together as a married couple from now on, won't we? So... I'll do my best to find out how best to make you happy. After all, I'm your wife, right?